Hello, welcome to episode 3 of the Chicken Sushi Clan podcast. I'm your host, Andy, aka Rockstar Rand, joined here today with one of my longest, dearest, nearest friends, my best friends in the whole world. And that's D-E-E-R, not D-E-A-R. It's a dearest friend. Casey, aka Jade. Welcome, you're in the Chicken Sushi Clan.
I've been low-key part of the clan for, like, what? Oh, wow.
Since before it was the Chicken Sushi Clan.
I just don't need that to be taken out of context 10 years from now. No, I've been in the Chicken Sushi Clan for about, like, 13 years now. And, here we are sitting in this room in your apartment in our...
The Chicken Sushi mid-20s. Clan podcast studios.
The studios, yes.
Chicken Sushi Clan podcast studios. I'm calling it.
That's what it is.
This is the Chicken Sushi Clan podcast studio.
That's what we're calling it, but yeah.
With our whiteboard set up.
Those credentials are accurate. Yes, the whiteboard. I remember when we brought up the whiteboard way back in the day.
I made this whiteboard. It's actually a fathead that I... it's a fathead dry erase thing that's like... I don't know, like 6 feet by 4 feet or something like that. And I stuck it to a piece of plywood so I could, like, move it around. I didn't want it to be stuck to the wall permanently. I wanted to keep it. So I made it, and it never got used for a long period of time. And now it is getting utilized.
You're fucking last. MacGyver, bro. You always have been.
Yeah, well, I thought if I stuck it to, like, Velcro patches, I could, like, just take it off and then move it around or do whatever with it.
Yeah.
And it just never got utilized for a long time.
Don't call me a pee head.
I'll figure it out, you know. I make shit work. I got ideas, but sometimes I don't get... They don't get utilized for what they're originally for. It ends up getting utilized down the road for something else. And now, it was originally for my eBay business, but now it's for Chicken Sushi Clan.
I was thinking about that earlier, actually, when you're setting up. I was like, he's, like, when you got this place, like, you definitely had this, like, extra room for a reason.
Yeah, I had a whole extra bedroom that was just fucking eBay stuff.
Yeah, I found.
And now it's the Chicken Sushi Clan podcast studio.
Yeah. Here we are. We just talked about how here we are.
Yeah, I purged out a lot of eBay stuff out of this room and fit in a desk and a table. And it's coming together. We were in the living room the last two episodes.
I like the color.
Yeah.
Nice gray shark blue.
And we're getting some decorations up. I get the traffic signal in here. I traffic picked this traffic signal right off the street. Took it right off the line. It was the people across the street were moving out, and they just threw away, like, everything, it seemed like. And I don't know how or why, but they had a traffic signal out and all their stuff. I moved a bunch of, like, kids' toys, and it was under... And it's a full-size traffic signal. Like, it's a... Like, not, like, a real one. Like, it's not one of the cast ones. But it's, like, one they use for construction. For, like, hey, we gotta put this up real quick.
Like the size of a cardboard cutout person. But basically, that's a weird fucking measurement.
It's, like, 4.5 feet, probably. Tall. Probably, like, 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking...
It's sick. Almost as tall as me.
You've got some sick shit around here. You've got some good interests. I can validate that for shelf is shelf.
Well, because I was obsessed for years just going to estate sales and finding the weirdest shit I could find.
Yeah.
So I acquired a lot of weird shit.
You did well, yeah. you did well.
I sold a lot of shit that I told myself I would never sell, and I've got rid of some stuff that I didn't necessarily need. But I felt like I needed forever. Like that music box that had the skeleton that was...
What happened with that?
I sold that for like $120.
Oh, dude, good for you, but I fucking wanted that thing.
I needed the money bad.
That thing was so cool.
I needed the money real bad, and I sold it to some guy in Tokyo for $120.
I think you honestly got a deal, but he probably...
I think I paid like $4 for it.
Huh, that's interesting.
And it was a cigarette dispenser, and it played, like, the Death March song, and the skeleton would pop up with a cigarette, and you would grab the cigarette, and the skeleton would go back down, and then the song ended. And whenever you needed another cigarette, you open up the box, push the button, and the guy would pop up, and it would hold, like, a whole pack of cigarettes or something, and it was pretty dope.
It was super fucking sick, because I love music boxes and, like, just cute boxes, but music boxes I've always been obsessed with. So when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, but it's a fucking cigarette dispenser, but it's, like, a whole process. It's like that puppet show from Shrek. Welcome to Duloc. Yeah. Bro, they fucking took off Shrek, like, all three, four of them, or whatever the fuck, off
You're
of
devastated.
Hulu, like, 2 days ago. Yeah, because it happened, like, not, like, literally just days ago.
You would watch Shrek probably once a week.
Yeah, that
Am I
was,
wrong?
I mean, I feel like the more I watch it, if I watch it more than, like, watching it maybe once a month is normal for me. Like, just as a person. Like, it's kind of like putting on Family Guy every night, but a movie, if that makes sense. LOL, I'm 25 going on 26, but that's fine. But I think it's a comfort film. I don't think I have a lot of them, but I think that the Shrek, like, series is. So it's like, yeah, around this time last year, I feel like I was, like, definitely on that Shrek move.
But I don't know if it's picking you up as much. We'll pull the mic a little closer to you.
Yeah, I'm not very good at these.
Well, we're learning. We're getting it all
learning.
Figured out still.
I'm learning, yeah.
Everybody is still, like, on their first episode. I mean, this is my third one. Jules is on her third. Well, she's down an episode if she doesn't show up. If people are wondering who my co-host is, she had another engagement today. Hopefully she comes mid-episode. We decided to kick it off because we just had a lot of stuff we were talking about, and we were just like, well, we should record it for the podcast. I feel like a lot of this stuff is good. We had a lot of jokes already today. We've been hanging out all day. We went and paid my rent, and we went and saw one of our other friends at a dairy, like, ice cream place and got some food.
We got fucking corn nuggets.
Those corn nuggets were so good.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever had corn nuggets.
They weren't too battered up, you know? Like, they were lightly breaded, like, corn nuggets. They were fucking
They
delicious.
Needed frosting. That would have been the, like, ooh.
It would have been good,
little cherry
but, it
on top.
But it doesn't need it. Maybe some, like, powdered sugar or...
Oh.
Yeah. Or, like, maybe, like, brown sugar. But I don't think it's a necessity, but I think it would be good.
Well, frosting's just powdered sugar and water.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like the consistency, at least for me, I would prefer to be another powder than... Ugh. Yeah.
Do you know the difference between, like frosting and then, like, donut glaze?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, you mean, like, the chemical difference?
I mean, I guess it's an ingredient difference.
Wait, what? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
is,
you
like,
know?
The difference of ingredients?
Yeah, do you know, like, because it's so similar.
I'm dead. Now I just, like, thought you were asking me, like, can you tell the difference? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Because it's pretty much the same thing, but they add honey to donut glaze.
Ooh, smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where... See, I'm not really a big fan of fucking donuts, though, to be honest. Like, I can eat, like, half a donut, but I'll go hard into a fucking jelly donut.
Dude. Well, you're talking to a dude that gained, like, 40 pounds working at a donut shop. When there's hot glazed donuts right in front of you, you're just like, you know what? I could just eat one of these real quick. They're warm.
They're free.
They're just dripping full of glaze.
Sounds delectable.
I couldn't stop myself. And then one donut turned into two donuts.
I never started. I just never start and you won't stop yourself.
I don't know what you
said. You just said I didn't stop.
I tried it, loved it, never stopped.
Yeah. Just don't start and then you'll never have to stop.
I used to eat donuts. I still do, but I used to.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what just happened within the past minute. We're gonna have to roll it back.
Yeah, I don't know where we
were
now.
Let's roll it back.
We're talking about donut glaze. I don't know. What were we talking about before that?
I don't know, bro.
It's opening day at Cedar Point.
It is opening day at Cedar Point.
I wanted to go get my free food.
Andy's like, do you have a Cedar Point pass? And I'm like, I can't even ride roller coasters.
She's like, I'm a crippled epileptic.
Anymore. I'm not debilitated, but I feel that way in comparison than to prior years of my life, and I'm only 25. I'm like, yeah, I've definitely felt, but I'm not the only one, but, like, it's funny because people will be like, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. My knees are wrecked, and I'm just like, yeah, yeah, because pain is pain, for real. Like, pain is pain. Pain sucks. Damn. But, like, I'm like, yeah, I wish it was just my knees, but if it were my knees, I'd probably be wishing it was something else.
It's my knees, like, and my back. My back and my neck.
Well, the thing, I mean, the good thing, I think, maybe, is now that it's not, like, blistering fucking cold, like, bone-chilling cold, it's, like, felt a little bit better. Now I, like, I feel the same consistent amount of pain and discomfort, but I feel more weakness now and less pain, I guess, like the same amount of pain. And the weakness is like crazy, but I mean, I'd rather feel weakness than nothing. I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all.
So emo.
Dash, 3 days crazy. Dude, that album like has way too much fucking relevance to my early childhood depression.
This podcast has got so dark.
Dude, this
so bleak.
I know, I'm like, I don't even know how to go like about anything, because I'm like, I'm not trying to be dark or anything, you know.
Sometimes I miss the emo days though.
I mean,
like, not necessarily like the, like, just hanging out in my room listening to like emo music, but like
I miss the MySpace gifs, like,
yes,
I miss the icons like a lot.
I miss AIM.
Oh my god. I used to get on Gaia online.
I don't know what Gaia is.
That shit was fun. It was very niche, if you will. You like build an avatar, but it's like not like an IMVU avatar or some shit. It's like it's just, I don't know, you build an avatar and it's like a role play like site, and like just like an art, it was just one of those artsy internet sites that people like, what was it, Weebles or some shit like that. Weebles. Club Penguin. Yeah, it was like one of those, only it was like forums and shit. I think I did, but I was like a punk from birth, so I was like, it's too censored, I don't like it here, so I just got on Gaia instead.
There was a girl that I had, like, my avatar in Club Penguin had a girlfriend, and she just kind of disappeared one day, and she never broke up with me, so my Club Penguin avatar might still be taken. I was Facebook friends with that girl, too. I might still be Facebook friends with her.
Remember fucking Webkinz?
Yes, briefly, yeah, kinda. I don't think I ever had one, though.
Dude, they die. Like, they die after 2 years.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was fucked up.
So it's like a pet rat? You only get it for 2 years?
You couldn't, like, I couldn't tell you how, it was definitely, they were definitely, like, the stuffed animals were at least $20, and like, damn, that was even more money.
So $10 a year.
Back in the recession, huh?
So $10 a year for your Webkin.
I'm dead as hell, yeah.
They're like, this is a fucking membership fee.
It's a membership, but you get a fucking stuffed animal. Like, get out, and then the animal dies in 2 years in your account.
Well, the stuffed animal, like, is the remembrance. Like, this was Tommy, my Webkin.
I'm not okay.
He died? Do you bury the fucking stuffed animal after 2 years? Like, what do you do, keep him around? Like, yeah, this is my remembrance of him.
I mean,
my membership of Webkinz.
I wasn't really heavy into it, but I had, like, two. But I'll tell you what I have always been into, and you already know. Sims.
You have, like, you have the ridiculous amount of Sims.
There's a huge simming community. It's hilarious.
Every time, like, I call you or something, you're like, oh, I'm playing Sims. Oh, I have a new house I'm building. Oh, my Sims dad died, or he never came back from buying milk, or, like, something crazy.
Dude, no, last night, my dude... Okay, rewind. I learned how to fucking mod it because I've just seen, like, certain house builds and shit, and I'm like, God, I need to learn how to mod this game or whatever the fuck. And I finally sat down and I taught myself how to fucking mod it. And, yeah, I got the Basemental drug mod. And I got recently I got the Slice of Life mod, and it's like you get acne, your Sims are aware of insecurities because you get moodlets, and it's like because of certain things, and Sims 4 is very heavy like on sentiment with other Sims. It's crazy, dude. Like, how you were raised, like, if you were an unhappy toddler, that's a trait of yours as an adult. It affects you as an adult.
See, my thing, as I liked the original Roller Coaster Tycoon, and then never finishing these roller coasters, and then just watching them fly.
I feel like we played that together at one point.
I have it on my phone.
I'm dead.
I still play it all the time.
No, I've always played Sims. I learned how to emulate it on my PC. Because I was like... I got on Reddit. I fucking hate Reddit so much. Because every time I get on there to ask a fucking question, these douchebags behind computer screens are like... blah, 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 blah. I'm not sure what you're asking after that point. And I'm just like, why are you all so fucking rude? And then finally one guy was like, try this website. It's an index full of safe game software runner theme bobbers or whatever the fuck. And I taught myself how to make custom content. And I made a turnover poster for Sims. Just like my Sims room has a fucking peripheral vision poster in their room. And I spent like an hour learning what software to do it on, and then like, you know, downloading it or whatever. That took like an hour. And then I probably spent like 30 minutes photoshopping it onto the shit that you have to do. It's crazy. It's some crazy shit. But yeah, I spent like 30 minutes on this bitch.
How many people do you think have that poster in their Sims room? Like, how many people do you think went through the time?
I mean,
they're like, yes, I need peripheral vision in my Sims room.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Sims community is huge, dude. And maybe
I don't realize.
Maybe you don't get it because it's for the girls and the gays, but that's just personal survey. I don't know.
Really?
But
is that what likes it? I know. I thought everyone played Sims. I mean, maybe it's just like you're one of my closest friends.
I mean, it's a joke, but at the same time, it kind of is a personal observation. But at the same time, like, that's my community, I guess. Maybe part of one of my communities. I don't know.
My, like, role-play game was RuneScape.
Oh, yeah. I was heavy on RuneScape, dude.
I loved RuneScape.
Yeah.
Like, 13 to 15, I would stay up until, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, like, picking flax and, like, making bowstrings to try to make 100K.
Dude, I fucking hate to mention it. You know I do. But I'm just saying, in Basemental Drugs mod, sponsor me. Give me free content. I don't even remember now.
The podcast is monetized now. I could put ads up, but I haven't put ads up yet.
Because
I don't want people to be like, oh, I don't want to listen to ads. But
me, yeah, I put ads on my website just because it was getting traffic. But I put all of them at the bottom of the page so you can at least get through the fucking article.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting the ads at the very end of the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. Because it's not, like, in your face, and I'm sure...
Or doing an intermission, maybe. I don't know. We're still learning how to... Like, let us know. You guys can give us your feedback. You guys can... There's ways to message me, email me at rockstarrand@icloud.com. Yeah, there's ways to get a hold of me. Tell me what you think you would like to hear about the podcast. The Patreon is up at Chicken Sushi Clan. We also have Facebook, Instagram. Twitter is not quite there yet. I haven't figured out how to do a separate page on Twitter yet and everything.
You know, there will just eventually be a link tree. I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I gotta do it. I should just do a link tree.
Fucking
ways to find us. The Chicken Sushi Clan.
I think...
We're everywhere.
I think I may have drank your last grape soda.
Do you... That's fine. Do you want anything else?
I love grape soda. No, it's okay.
Grape soda is probably my favorite, like, regular, like, just flavored pop. Like, it's not, like, Coke or something like that. If it's, like, a flavor, like, orange or grape or...
I try not to drink too much soda. So,
see, yeah. That's my downfall.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I have a soda, it's, like, I don't buy it for the house, typically, unless it's, like, a special kind, like, glass bottled Stewart's or something. And it's, like, a treat. Yeah, it's like a treat. If I'm on the go, you know I'm about to get a Sprite. If I've got cotton mouth, you know I'm about to get a Sprite.
Crispy like, boy.
A crispy boy, period. That's how it is. And that's how it's going to be. And that's how it always will be.
I do like the IBC.
What?
The IBC root beers.
Oh, yeah. Root beer is pretty lit, too.
But the superior root beer is Virgil's. You ever had Virgil's?
No.
Ooh, that's the superior root beer. That's what's kind of sponsor. I want a root beer sponsor.
We have no friends.
I have plenty of friends.
Getting high anywhere. I don't even know what that
meant. Who wrote that?
I did, and I didn't even know what the fuck that meant.
I mean, it's not my handwriting.
We haven't even reached around to the topic written on the whiteboard because we can't stay on topic ever.
We haven't even talked about how we met. I forgot to ask you to do the whole how we met thing.
How did we meet?
You hated me when we met.
I didn't hate you. I just did not know what to think of you because I knew that I was considered weird. And I was like, okay, so nobody finds this fucking hyperactive kid doing backflips down the fucking sidewalk, whatever the hell. Like, not weird. And then I'm the weird one. Like, we're just as weird. Fuck you guys. I didn't hate you. I was just like confused. On like,
how am I the weird one?
I mean, you're weird, you're goofy. Whatever,
no, not you. You're just sitting there like, how am I the weird one? You guys met this guy?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's weird too. No, like, I'm trying to think of like, yeah, because then you just start coming to like parties and shit, right?
Yeah,
we were like,
okay. Well, I tried out for the band.
It's been 13 years for sure. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot about that.
What a shit show.
I tried 13 years ago. What the fuck was 13 years ago? I was 13. So how old were you? 14? We're the same age. I'm 25. Andy, what the fuck?
I think it might be a year off. I think Dylan could drive. Because Dylan... No... Yeah, because Dylan got his license before me because I was at dive camp and couldn't get my permit. And you had to have your permit for 6 months. So I got my driver's license in January because I was at dive camp and I didn't have my permit for 6 months yet. So Dylan had his license before me. So I think we were just turning 16.
Coming to me.
And you are a year younger than us, so you were like 14, 15.
I was definitely 14 for sure. I feel like, lol. Why do I say that? But yeah, I met you, and then you just kept coming to parties, and then I don't even know. We just all became really good friends, and I remember like Regan and Seal like were away. So, like, we hung out and, like, you know...
You moved to Idaho.
Felt that. Yeah, moved to Idaho/Washington and, you know, Regan's doing her own thing. Seal's doing her own... Like, we're just scattered, but me and you have always been, like...
They still live homies. Away.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, is we're all scattered, but, like, it seems like when we're scattered, like, I'm near you and I'm like, thank God, because... Familiarity is great.
Just doing our best.
Yeah, having familiar things in life is great. Like good friends that live 3 blocks away that hang out with each other maybe twice a month. And we had to like we both wanted to do this, but I know we both had to force ourselves to sit down and like be like, okay, we have to like do this now.
Well, I'm doing an episode a week at least. I'm trying to pump out 2 a week. I'm trying to get a couple up. I'm trying to get another episode up this week, guys. So there might be 2 episodes this week. So check back in. I'm trying to do 2 episodes a week. Chicken. And get up there.
Chicken sushi clan.
Yeah. That's period. What we are. Because the shit that we're rolling is raw.
I'm crying.
But like in a sick way.
It really is. It really is, I would say.
Because, you know, you can't...
Let's give these people some raw material. Am I right?
In a sick way.
Yeah. With 2 C's.
What the fuck? The salmonella is strong with this one.
Oh my god, I keep thinking about Sims.
You're addicted.
I'm like, damn, yeah, there's just a lot you can do. There's a lot of shit, like, my guy literally died of laughter last night. That was the only time I've ever had that happen to me in that game. So I think it's a part of that mod that I downloaded, which is Slice of Life, which I could be wrong, but I don't know, maybe that's a thing in The Sims and it just hasn't gotten to me yet, but it got to me.
He did too much fucking uppers and, you know, was laughing his ass off. What would he do? Probably like meth or something?
Oh no, he was stoned. He was stoned.
He was just high?
Yeah, he was stoned.
He had a heart attack and died?
Died of laughter. Like, it was like Forrest just dying of laughter. And I was like, fuck, that's like not good, bro. So I just like
not just like, oh yeah, he's like just like metaphorically dying.
He literally died. He was there dead on the kitchen floor. My toddler ass daughter is like crying, witnessing it. My wife comes out, is witnessing it. The dog's here witnessing it. And it was all really sad. And I was like, I just let it all play out because I think that the algorithm is cool. That's what part of the thing I love about Sims, this shit just happens. And I was like, well, I could just not save it. I was like, no, I'm gonna follow through. And my wife was in the confident range. She was feeling confident, so she demanded he be spared by death himself. And it brought my Sim back to life. Yeah, true story. It's a very chaotic game. You wouldn't get it. Sorry.
I get it. I played RuneScape. When there was the wilderness.
Yeah, I remember when... Didn't you play Fable, too?
Here and there a little bit. I didn't get into it. I played it when I would go to your house.
I'm trying to think of... fuck. I don't know. Dude, this is so hard for me right now.
You had it and you lost it.
I had it and I lost it. It's a big part of my life. I don't do that as much anymore, though, when I'm, like, you know,
it's getting
a little bit
for
sober. Yeah, but yeah, that too.
So should we talk about the topic?
What topic?
Post-op?
How do you even bring that in? You wrote that topic down. You came up with the topic.
We just thought of things that we could talk about. Yeah. And so you're a year into your recovery of brain surgery. Was it like open brain surgery?
I mean, it's not even recovery. It's not even... Is it? Would you consider that?
I don't know.
It is... I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that because it's been a year after getting it done. That's what's trippy about the timeline is, like, I got surgery done at the end of April, but I didn't come back here until early July. So it's like... I don't know. It's a weird timeline for me because I totally missed, like, spring, which is fine. But it's, like, it was just weird.
But you were, like, you know, you were recovering and, like, trying to figure out how to, like, do everything again.
Nobody. Literally, no. I mean... When it was before I came back home and I was recovering at my mother's house and she was a gem and took care of me. Damn it. Hey, I'm losing it. Help me out here.
Your mom taking care of you? And you had brain surgery?
Mom was taking care of me and brain surgery, yeah. We'll blame it on that. But yeah, so it's like those 2.5, almost 3 months, which doesn't seem like a long amount of time, but that's a long amount of time to be in bed doing nothing. Like, it hurt my everything to eat. So I was drinking, like, boosts and supplements and shit out of a straw and stuff, and my mom was, like, spoon-feeding me applesauce for, like, 45 minutes. Like, I was eating this fucking small thing of applesauce for 45 minutes. It was crazy. So it's, like, even those months, I was, like, I came home, like, as soon as I could walk upstairs and stay upstairs. Like, I came home immediately because I was not, like, I was getting in a really bad headspace. And I was like, I need to go home because I was, like, almost convinced to stay there because I was like, this is gonna take forever. But they said when it comes to the incision healing, I think it was like a month, maybe two. I don't know. I think it was those 2.5. Like I said, the timeline is fucking crazy.
It's a pretty big scar.
With the whole thing. Yeah, 18 stitches. And not only, like, it's so crazy to me because they went into the surgery and I knew they were going to be, like, going into my shit like that and whatnot, but I wasn't expecting them to dissect a piece of my shit out. They dissected my cellular tonsils. That shit was crazy. I woke up, okay? This is how I found out, too. I mean, it happens. Like, it happens in surgery. And it actually happened, in a way, in my favor, because originally they were gonna have to, like, decompress the cellular tonsils, and they would have to, like, remove a piece of my skull to do something with my cerebellum. But I guess the cellular tonsils were pushed to a low, low visible point to where they were like, we could just take these out right here and call it a day, I guess. So it worked in my favor.
Call
when
it a day.
When it comes to not getting a piece of my skull out, because I was really bummed about that, as you can imagine.
Like, yeah, we're just gonna call it a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrap this bad boy up.
No, I seriously, like, want to give that surgeon, Dr. Vorster, Cleveland Clinic, 100%, like, all of my gratitude, like, to him and his team, because that was, like, intense. And the scar, even though you can see it, like, that motherfucker is straight, so he did a good job. I'm alive, but I'm not having a good time. And that was a crazy experience. But anyway, I woke up from surgery and I, like, shot up, like, not even in, like, the room I was gonna be in, but, like, the patient recovery room thing with Bobber when you first wake up from surgery. And
I see you, I think.
Yeah, I just, like, shot up, and I think, like, out of my body's instinct, I, like, grabbed the back of my head, and, oh, dude, I felt the back of my head, and I threw up blood and just everywhere. Like, I was just throwing up blood onto my lap, and yeah, they only let it happen for a couple seconds from what I'm sure it was. But they ran over to me. I remember hearing, like, get her the fentanyl, get her fentanyl, or whatever. And I remember my last thought out of those very few thoughts were, fentanyl, what the fuck? Like, and they sent me home on that shit, too, because I had a 2-hour car ride. It was, it's an experience that I really, like, don't even think that I've processed fully still. And it's been a year now, up until, like, a week ago, like, a little bit over a week ago.
Yeah, they had you on drugs.
And they told me, they had me on drugs, and it, like, did nothing. Like, it did nothing. It was not good at all. I couldn't eat for so long. I was upset because I just got my hashtag trigger warning, like, eating disorder in check, and I knew it was gonna fuck up my, like, eating. So it's like, even before I got all this done, I knew I was gonna have to take on all this other bullshit with it. So it's like, nothing, I wasn't prepared for it. No one could be prepared for anything that this entails, but I tried to be prepared for it. Like, I wasn't surprised. Like, I just wasn't surprised.
I mean, you kind of knew what you were getting into.
Not really, though.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you didn't know what play was going to happen, but, like, you knew it was going to be rough. You knew you were going to...
I knew it was going to be rough, but I didn't think it was going to be years. And, like, not even to be negative about it. It's just factual. And, like I said, I just want to be transparent about it instead of just showing the, you know, like... because everything is good. Like, everything's good, but it is a crazy, crazy experience. Throwing up blood was fucking crazy. But anyways, I mentioned that to my nurse when I woke up, and she said it's because they did that, like, that part of my brain they were in, like, it made me throw up. Like, that's why I shot up and, like, threw up. And I was like... what? And she was like, they didn't tell you they're gonna do that. And I said no, and she said, I'm sorry. Because she was like, they took your cellular tonsils out. And I was like, what, basically? And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, that wasn't, like, part of the plan.
So what does that all entail?
Taking them out?
Yeah, like, or... what is that? You know, do you, like, benefit or lose?
See... I remember, you know, one of the things I have an issue with and did have an issue with was remembering things before I even, you know, touched the flower or anything. But, what was I saying? I'm sorry.
Your ability at remembering things and...
I'm dead. That's ironic. Cellular tonsils.
Cellular tonsils, yeah.
From what I read into them, I wish I could remember, it's like... you know, like, I'm not mad that I took him out. Like, you can, like, as a world-renowned surgeon, him telling me, like, no big deal, basically, as he's, like, opening up my fucking head, like, whatever. Ooh. If I don't need those, I don't need those. But I'll tell you what, it's weird putting a headband on that, like, goes all the way around my head, and it just kind of pops off on that one spot. And if you rub it... because you've got to massage your scar, else you get scar tissue and you'll have to go get more brain surgery to remove the scar tissue. But it feels really gross and really weird touching a certain, like, the higher up part of it for me. And it's like my body just doesn't allow me to keep doing it. And it's just, like, really fucking gross. Yeah, dude, I had to, like... yeah, it was... I couldn't shower by myself for, like, those 2 months. And, like, used a walker, all that. But I still, whatever, like... anyway, the cellular tonsils being taken out were to be for my benefit because they wanted to unclog those places in the spine. So the syrinx will shrink. So yeah, instead of only doing the decompression surgery with my cerebellum, they were just like, fuck it, let's just get these bitches out of there because they're way more into the spinal cord than we thought. So we're just gonna do that. Then the plan is to check on it every 6 months for 4 years. And my second checkup is actually... in June 7th, my first checkup said that there's more, like, spinal spurs, aka, like, spinal arthritis, and the cyst hasn't shrank, and they said that they would, like, air quote, be bummed if it didn't shrink by 30% within the 6 months, for 6 months, so they were kind of upset, but it didn't grow, and there's like two of like seven blockages that have like shown signs of like clearing, if that makes sense. Like the fluids are flowing the way that they should. It was called Chiari malformation surgery. And yeah, like I guess like when they told me like, hey bitch, you have this thing on your spine, I was like, damn. And I was like, well, can we just like take care of that? And she was like, no, we usually don't go straight to spinal surgery. And in my head I was like, oh, so we're just gonna go to brain surgery instead. But no, she expressed to me it was like really, really intrusive, invasive as well, and I guess it had like a longer textbook recovery, because my recovery was supposed to be like 11 months or like 10 months, something around there. And yeah, I wasn't aware, but neither were they, how I would feel after. So we're hoping that within the next 3.5 years my shit has shrank. And that's the thing, when they gave me those steroids for my strep throat or whatever last night I was trying to go to bed at fucking 5 in the morning, and there I was thinking, I was like, dude, even if like it doesn't shrink and it stays in 4 years, you're gonna have to like keep getting it checked on for like cancer and blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, I don't want to fucking live with that anxiety. That's one of the reasons I got really suicidal beforehand too, and like afterwards when I got back. It's because I was like, this is it. Just when you're in a fresh mindset like that, or a bad one or whatever, it's like, oh shit. But I've got it, I've got shit under control. But it's been a crazy experience that I didn't think would impact me like more than it did physically, if that makes any sense. Like I didn't think about everything else that it would affect, like finding a job and not being able to get government assistance, which I hate the government, so I don't want it, but I kind of need it, or would like have advantage from it. But I'm under 30, so they're kind of like, fuck your case. And I'm like, that's fine, I'll just learn how to like buy myself food and pay my bills somehow. LOL. So I've literally been hustling legally for like since last May, actually. Yeah. So yeah, and I'm getting tired of it, but at the same time it's like, what the fuck else am I gonna like do? Because what if I start something, even if I financially fucking could, and then they're like, hey, you need spinal surgery, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then they're like, yeah, guaranteed like 1 year like recovery, and I'm like, fuck everything. So yeah, then it would just be a matter of choice of, do I want to spend this time having a bad time physically, or do I want to risk not knowing, because nobody knows anyway, but
you gotta go full girl boss mode.
Bro, you know I take everything head on,
surgery.
Bro.
You have to have people working for you by the time you have surgery.
Yeah,
so then when you're recovering, dead. You got these mofs keep working.
Mofs. Yeah, no, mofs, I mean, and meeps. It did give me more time to dig into new interests and meet new people, learn how to just, I don't know, just there was and is a lot of relearning shit. Like sometimes I wish I knew if any of my neurological behaviors or like physical like behaviors or something have changed at all. Like I think it would be interesting to know what meeting me now would be like.
You definitely shake a lot less.
Yeah, dude, I used to shake all the time.
So much less shaky.
The only concerning thing now is, like, before surgery, about 2 years prior, before I went to a surgeon to talk about it, I was getting these things I would call, like, body shocks, TBH. Not, like, a heart palpitation, but, like, it was, like, as if your body was jumping when you're trying to fall asleep, but imagine it just being your chest. I don't know. It's odd. But down the road, it feels more like a muscle contraction, and I guess it's, like, a symptom. So, like, I'm happy that it's just for no reason, because I thought my epilepsy was acting up, but no, we chilling. There's people who have it way worse than I do, and everybody has a struggle, but it is a interesting experience, I guess. Fuck. I just, yeah. It gave me more time to write, too, so, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
You have been doing a lot more writing.
It's like life was like, hey, you want something conventional? Too bad. Learn to fucking do what you love, bitch. And I'm like, you know, I don't like the way that you convey it, but okay, life. And that's what I did. That's what I did.
Just gotta take it what it is, I guess.
Yeah, people be like, I remember getting back and people were like, just gotta take it day by day. And I'm like, for 4 fucking years, cunt? Like, no way. I am not chilling. Do you think I have the money for that? No, nobody has the money to not chill. Like, even if you are working, like, you're still getting fucked. So, it's like, am I really not benefiting here? I'm just partially debilitated and may end up paralyzed before you do get gray hair. But it is a debate of, do I enjoy my body now or do I take it easy so I can live it out easy? But you never know when you're gonna die. So it just comes to this, like, full circle. Like, this full circle of, like, dude, you're gonna get fucked anyway. So just live your fucking life. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I just gotta find a way to afford it. Because literally nothing else is working out. Like, nothing else is working out.
Fuck, even having a job now.
A conventional job. Like, dude, what? Like, doing anything. Like, remember how when we were younger, we had to practice how to write down, like, directions for other people and lists and shit like that? Like, step-by-step peanut yeah. butter and jelly sandwich type shit, picking up the knife, spreading the butter type shit. The first time I peed without a catheter, bro. A body, okay. Imagine yourself. These are your body's, like, motions, only thoughts, okay. Feet, ground, sit. Let your body find out what it's supposed to do, bro. Like, I was like, how do I do this? And it's like, I did that, and then, you know, took care of my business, but it was like a whole thing. And then when I went to go shower by myself, it was like, okay, open curtain, turn on fucking whatever the fuck. Like, it's just all, there's a lot of fucking steps that we don't consciously think about how we do. Because it is just what we do. It's what our brain tells us to do. And going through that experience, I didn't realize how off my shit, like, was. / still is. Like, I had no idea. Like, I always felt like I was struggling to get out what I was trying to, like, process and say. And now I'm like, I can think more clearly, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I don't, like, know what reality is. So, yeah, sometimes I wonder, like, the shaking less is cool to notice, because that was annoying as fuck, dude. I couldn't eat cereal without getting fucking milk and cornflakes everywhere. Yeah, bro. I remember, yeah.
Do you remember pouring milk, or you were pouring a bowl of cereal at my house, and then you're pouring the milk, and I said, hey, Casey, and you said, what? And you turned around while pouring milk, and you said, oh, shit, and kept pouring milk, turned back around, back over your bowl.
Bro, I was so baked. I was, like, 19. I'm dead. I'm sorry, dude. That shit's hilarious, though. That shit is so funny.
I remember you had a couch Coke once, and
a what?
You had the Coke, like, balanced on the couch, and then somebody sat down and flopped the Coke everywhere.
Yeah, it's been, I feel like the shakiness is all right. I feel like I can speak better. You want me, got it. No?
I don't know what I want. Or what
yeah,
I
don't believe in disco either. I think it's stupid.
You know what I hate? What music genre I genuinely hate?
What?
Motown.
Wow, dude, I can't say the same because it was important.
Well, I have a reasoning.
Oh, God,
so,
what?
Do you remember my...
I can't shit on... I have to preface this with I'm not shitting on Motown, and I don't know if I want to be affiliated with what...
Oh, I'm shitting on Motown.
I am not shitting on Motown.
Casey has had her disclaimer. Yeah. So, do you remember my mom's ex-boyfriend?
Unfortunately, yeah. Fucking... Dude, no, that guy was creepy as fuck.
The worst. This is the worst dude ever.
How old are you? Ew, get out of my face.
That dude was weird.
Yeah, he was creepy as fuck.
It was my graduation party. It's like the day. Or. There we go. So it's the day of the graduation party. And this dude goes, bro, come here. I'm like, what, Tim? Like, what are you guys? I got you a graduation present, dude. I'm like, okay, what did you get me? He's like, so, dude, I got you a band, bro. There's a band that's coming to play your graduation party. And I was like, oh my god. I was like, there is not a single band you could have booked that I'm going to appreciate you booking. And if you wanted a band that bad, my friends would have played for free. He fucking, he paid $800 for this band. Second off, you could have just gave me the $800. I would have rather had the $800 than some fucking band play at my goddamn graduation party. And this was a Motown band. I think their name was like Sandtown or something like that. And they were a Motown cover band, and it was awful. They were so bad. My family that did come to my graduation party said, sorry, Andy, we want to stay, but... It's just too bad. Like, we gotta go. My dad said I will pay them to stop playing, but I think I'm gonna go home. Like, my family left, and this dude told everybody, like, yeah, like, come to my fish fry. I'm having a huge fish fry. Like, Tim, like, my mom's ex-boyfriend.
Come to my fish
fry. Yeah, he didn't tell
us. This trailer park boy.
Yeah, he told everybody to come to the fucking fish fry, and he didn't tell anybody there's a graduation party. So all these people are showing up, and they see graduation party signs and stuff, and they're like, well, I thought this was a fish fry, not a fucking graduation party. They're like, I didn't bring anything for a graduation party. So people are just handing me 5s, 10s, 20s, like, no cards or nothing. They're just handing me money.
Showing up for what they thought was a fish fry, and it was actually...
And they're like, what the fuck? Now I feel bad. Like, I gotta give the kids something. Like... And then I remember, like, people were like, yeah, I got, like, $1,000. I got $4,000 in my graduation party. I'm like, I got, like, $300 to pay for my fucking computer.
Jesus. I mean, good for you, though. That's just, like, wow.
This is the computer I'm using right now.
He literally threw a party. I was like, yeah, it's just a party. And he was like, just kidding. Pay my... girlfriend's son. Yeah.
He didn't care about it being my graduation party. He just cared about having a fucking huge ass fish fry.
What the fuck?
The dude was nuts. And then also that same party, my mom's like, hey Andy, we need more buns. Can you go up over there and get some more buns? So I walk into the house and or the trailer, whatever you fucking want to call it. I walked in, it was like a fancy trailer, it wasn't like a regular trailer park. So, I walk into the back door, and I'm going down the hallway, as most trailers are set up, and I get to where the living room is, and I look up, and my brother's girlfriend is just riding away.
Ew.
And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't want to disturb him. So, like, I need to do, like, thing where you're walking real fast, you know, because you got a mission. Mm-hmm. And I was walking all fast. And I just, like, stopped. And I was like, oh, no. And I, like, started stepping backward to not disrupt. I didn't want to ruin the time that they were having. And my first step back, and she looks up and looks at me. We lock eyes, and she screams,
And then I didn't know what to do, so then I screamed. So we're both screaming at each other.
Oh my fucking god. How old were you guys?
I was 18, they were 14.
Oh my god.
So I was like, oh no.
Oh,
oh no. What did I walk in on?
What are the bed placements?
Well, there was no bed. There was only that one bedroom in the back. It was a one bedroom trailer.
She looked up at you?
Yeah. They were on the couch in the living room.
Oh, as you were walking by. I was
yeah,
because
I had to go to the kitchen
beds?
I had to go to the kitchen to get buns.
I thought you guys were on fucking bunk beds.
What?
I'm checking out.
Where did you get bunk beds
don't
from?
Don't hire me. I don't know.
I don't think I ever said bunk beds anywhere in that story.
No, it's just when you said looked up at, like, for some reason, the imagery in my head just, like, went to you on bunk beds for some reason.
I had bunk beds when I was real little, and that was it. Do you remember, like, when bunk beds were the coolest thing?
Bro, I had them, and I was like, what the fuck? I was, like, biting the wood.
And then you get a bunk bed, and you're like, this is awful.
I liked it, but I was biting and chipping away at the wood with my teeth.
For why?
I don't know. I remember I would just stay up really late at night. This is like second grade. And like just take a big old chunk of cedar wood out of my whatever the fuck.
Just like the way it tastes?
I don't know, dude. I think I had like an oral fixation or something like that. I don't know. And then one day my mom fucking comes by it and, you know, it wasn't good.
Stop eating like, wood.
It wasn't good. She was, yeah.
Smack you upside the head.
She was pissed, rightfully. But, you know, what about all the stickers underneath the kitchen table?
She never found those.
Not yet. Not yet.
There's still a bunch of stickers under the kitchen table. Are you telling me if I go to your mom's house right now, there's a bunch of stickers under the kitchen table?
I mean, I'm not saying that there won't be.
Well, I won't let you confess because I don't know if your mom will hear this or not. So.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, this water just really be slapping right now. What is it? Mandarin orange?
That fruity water.
Oh, yeah. Is it Nestle? Please tell me it's not Nestle.
No, it's... I don't think so. It's Splash.
Okay, I didn't know if that was, like...
It's, like...
A brand or...
Yeah, I think like, it's their own brand.
Okay.
Yeah, splashblast.com.
Cool. Purified water. Nice.
We also are not sponsored by Splash yet. Splash, if someone is hearing this, if you would like to sponsor the podcast, I love your water. Just saying. The grape is my fave. Put my face on that grape bottle.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, shouts out to Splash, for real.
Yeah, I should reach out to them, actually,
you
maybe.
I think that we're sponsored already by Splash.
Where are they located at? Are they in California? Splash.
What?
Oh, they're in Connecticut, I think.
I've never been to Connecticut. I feel like it's like a richer looking Ohio. And I had this internet friend and I was like, yo, and I asked them, like, is it just more of like a greener, richer Ohio? And they were like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, I guess it's only one person for personal survey, but I'll take it.
They're owned by Belution Brands. Or Blu-ration. I can't read it, but...
You tried.
Anyway... Take another little sip of the Splash. All right, that's the end of my unpaid commercial for Splash. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not.
We were talking about ad placement earlier on, too, in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know. I think if I might just, you know, if they pay me enough, you know, your ad can be wherever you want.
I mean...
Splash for you guys, you know? For you. Just for you, Splash.
Get out. How many people do you... Like, what do you think they sponsor already?
I don't know. I've never heard a Splash advertisement.
Yeah, I mean...
I just stumbled upon them one day at the grocery store.
Dude, we're gonna be rich.
That's what happens when you, like, get really high and go to the grocery store and you stumble upon random snacks that you're like, yes.
Yeah, and then I have a fucking comfort meal or snack or safe food, whatever, for, like, a while.
My favorite thing is to get super high all right, and go to Meijer because they have the best world food section. Like, they have, like, the best world food section.
And they have cashier lines open, too.
Yeah, and you can get HP sauce and, like, Stroop waffles. Like, a bunch of good stuff.
Oh, I love Stroop waffles.
I had Guinness chips there once.
I love Meijer for that. They do have this really good teriyaki sauce that I like, and they always have fucking Pocky.
Meijer has some of the best snacks.
Yeah.
For real. Like, I get my Bosco sticks from Meijer.
Not Bosco. I don't like those. I don't like...
I'm
not a cheese like that person. First of all, I'm lactose intolerant, so...
Cheese and carbs.
It, but I love me some carbs, and I don't hate cheese, but I don't like fried cheese. Like, I can't... Not fried cheese. Breaded. Fried cheese, too. Like, I just can't do... Like, pizza stuffed crust or whatever the fuck with some Maz, like, can't do it. Don't like it. Too much.
Stuffed crust has to be done right. Sometimes stuffed crust tastes terrible.
It's just the contrast of texture to me. I don't know. I'm like, this is a lot. Maybe it's because I'm just, like, biting into the crust, expecting it to just be crust, and then it's like, oh, wow.
Just a disappointment.
That's a lot. I mean, I don't want to say a disappointment, but, like, definitely not what I expected. And I was like, this is, like, a whole thing now. I don't like it. But I'm also really weird, so... or at least I think. I might not be, though. I don't know. You know what I wish we had around here was motherfucking the Midnight Slice.
I don't ever had that.
Oh, bruh. It was the Spoon Concert. It's a place in Columbus. There's probably other ones, too, but it's just the one I experienced. And they provided, like... They had, like, a pizza thing at the Spoon Concert. And it was literally, like, delicious single-slice pizza, like... That, what is it? The thin crust pizzas.
New York style?
Yeah. Fucking delicious. Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, I like the pizza place downtown. Yeah, you can never catch them open.
Which one?
Mona. There's only one Mona. Pizza place downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, Mona comes in clutch.
Go get one slice, a singular slice.
Sponsor us, Mona.
He's not gonna sponsor
me. I don't know why I've been on that. He's like, he can't even follow his own store hours. He's not sponsoring.
Dude, they have the, like, they will say they're open, and then they're never open. I'll get off work.
Taco Bell. I'm adding Taco Bell. I'm perking so hard right now, dude. Like, I've been door dashing and shit, and, you know, Taco Bell and McDonald's are, like, the only places open way late at night, so you're going there. And, dude, Taco Bell never has anything. Every night I've gone there, and they're like, yeah, we can only make tacos and beef burritos. And I was like, what? And then I went in there this morning... You know, they have what I needed. I go back again, and they're like, yeah, we don't have potatoes. And I was like, what the fuck?
Get your shit together.
Like, literally every day, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? No, that shit, it's a hustle, but, like, you can make money if, like, you're about that life.
If you're about door dashing.
I mean, I'm not like, oh my god, I love door dashing, but, like, for the position I'm in.
I know,
like,
some people that fucking love door dashing.
I mean, I don't hate it, like... I hate driving in some areas, but I made $40 today in, like, an hour and a half.
That's not bad at all.
No, that's awesome. But I was also, like,
$40.
6:30 to 8 a.m. Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, even if it's just, like...
Honestly, I might sign up just to, like, do it where I need $40.
Yeah, like, and it's, like, guilt-free money. Like, if you go and you make the gas money that you're spending plus more, like, you know, you're still making money. Just go... to the gas thing. And if you use, like, the pay card at certain gas stations, aka Speedway or Ryder Dies, they give you 10% back, which isn't a huge amount, I guess, but still get gas back. It's cool. But it's not like, oh my god, I love this. But I'm not pissed about it.
Yeah, like,
I'm happy I have the resource. I'm really happy I have the resource.
It doesn't seem like it's that bad of a gig for real.
I was upset today, though, because I went to take out $60 and I used my Dasher card to just, like, use it for the first time, basically, doing that kind of transaction.
Yeah.
and it spit out $20 and then started making that ticking noise, like, and I wasn't even using my home bank, and it only dispensed me $20. Like, I got out of my car, I, like, looked everywhere, and I was like, what the fuck, and it's a Sunday, and it's fucking Mother's Day, and the bank isn't open.
Did it charge you for more than
$20? Yeah. Yeah, it was like, yeah, $60, LOL, here you are. So tomorrow I'm going to have to go to that bank and be like, yeah.
Your bank, so, your ATM is, like, not working, bruh.
Yeah, well, it broke. It broke, like, after that. It was, like, temporarily, like, whatever the fuck. And I'm like, fuck. Like, the ATM literally broke mid-transaction, I would say.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go there.
And I don't even have a fucking account there. I'm going to be like, dude, just, I really want my 60, well, 40 bucks back.
I was just trying to use your fucking ATM for convenience, you know?
Yeah.
This is what I get.
Yeah, hopefully I get money back. Because.
Yeah. I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They can check their security cameras, I would assume. Yeah,
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Watch them be like, oh, actually, those are just there for show.
Hopefully I didn't fucking... That sucked. That was really annoying. But that's okay.
That's true. You gotta figure it out.
It's alright. I've got, like... that part-timer coming up, too. It's all been about the hustle, but I'm not the only one, for real. But it is funny, there's, like, a Dasher community.
Yeah, they're, like, tight-knit. Like, yeah, they're buds.
I noticed that today. Like, I bet them, because it was, like, morning. It was, like, 6:30 in the morning. I, like, went out maybe a little bit before. I was up at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And... shoot, I used my card inside of Speedway, and she started going off about Taco Bell never having anything, and I was like, we literally, like, as a community, need to call them and be like, dude,
they order more shit.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I just don't think they do anything. She was like, the other day they told me they were out of ice, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Yeah, so, and then it fucks up your acceptance rate, too, and your complete deliveries. So.
Can you put, like, I won't deliver for Taco Bell or any of that?
No, I don't think you can. And even if you can, I would assume it affects your acceptance rate. You gotta keep it, like, at 80%.
So I would have to, like, you'd have to, like, do something extra for people. For, like, being like, oh, well, Taco Bell's mistake is now my mistake. Please give me a full acceptance rate. Like,
I'm dead. No.
I'll do a backflip for you guys if you give me a 5-star acceptance rate.
They have to cancel their order. You have to reassign it. I've had to do both, but it's all right. The most ones I make money off of are the ones where you, like, go to CVS or Meijer shit like that.
Where they, like, really need something real quick, but they obviously can't leave.
Yeah, there was a homegirl that was definitely menstruating. Like, she was definitely menstruating. Go to fucking Dollar General 15 minutes before they close. The lady had to remind me 3,000 to 5,000 times. But yeah, I got a bunch of personals for her and Hot Cheetos. So
my buddy had one time, I forget what it was. It was like pickles, nails, and condoms. Like, pickles, fake nails, and condoms was the three items on his list.
No, that was probably a girl.
So,
fuck yeah. She's a fuck yeah.
It was definitely a girl, but he said, like, the boyfriend answered the door, but you could hear the girlfriend in the background. Like, saying, is it there? Is it here?
I love that. That's me. Yeah, she's probably pretty.
Yeah, so we never got the consensus or anything, but they had a night planned.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girls eat pickles from the jar.
They definitely had a hell of a night planned.
So, my buddy has a airport pet centipede that he bought on the internet, And today, I refuse to watch it because I have, like, people say, like, oh my god, I have a phobia of that. Like, no, I can't do, like, spiders and centipedes and shit like that.
Like what kind of centipede?
Freak out. Dude, I don't know. If you want to watch the video, you can watch the video.
Not really, but I want to know what kind of centipede it is.
I don't know, dude, but it's... He even told me on the phone today, he was like, If I came home and saw that thing wasn't in its cage, I would be terrified. I would move, and I was like, yeah, I would just, yeah. But why you put that in your home? But anyway, yeah, he fed his pet centipede a gecko today. And the centipede, he proceeded to tell me that the centipede that he keeps as a pet, I'm really stressing that, ate a whole gecko, bones and all of it, ate a whole gecko, this fucking insect, ate a gecko.
Like, I don't, like, I'm curious, though, so did he just buy it off the black web?
I literally don't know, like, where he...
You can just buy these killer centipedes, like...
I used to have, I'm pretty sure it was a tarantula, but you know me, I literally cannot.
I fucking hate tarantulas.
Yeah, I don't, I can't. He sent me the video. I feel like you should watch the video. Watch the video so I don't have to.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I would literally throw up. I can't. Can't do that shit.
What the fuck is this thing?
Dude, oh god.
It's smaller than I was expecting it to be.
That's what she said.
You're telling me that thing ate a whole fucking gecko?
Bones and everything. Jesus Christ. That's not something I would want to keep in my house, is a fucking centipede that, like, can eat bones of a different creature.
Having rats was one thing, you know. Like, a lot of people don't like rats. People are scared of rats, you know.
You can oddly tame a rat, though.
But a rat's not going to, like, eat you. Like, rats are super friendly.
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm sure it's poisonous.
More scary to people's minds, you know, a rat. But, like, they've been domesticated for, like, hundreds of years. And they're super friendly. They're mini dogs.
Yeah.
But, like, that thing? That ain't a pet.
No, that's not a fucking pet, dude.
That thing doesn't have feelings.
That's what I said.
That thing does no remorse.
He loves the thrill. I swear to God, he just loves the thrill, which geeks me out.
That thing lives off its instincts.
I did never, like, when he got, because at first he got that tarantula, and then I think he got two scorpions.
I'm never going to his house.
Yeah, well, this is Golden. He lives in Texas again.
Jesus Christ.
And he makes custom, like, leather boots and stuff like that in Texas.
He always has the most random jobs. Like, I thought I was bad.
He's good at it, though.
He just gets these random, he used to work on windmills.
He just started, like, doing this leather making thing and, like, making custom, like, wallets and purses and shit. He made this girl, Bryce, a clutch purse that was made out of stingray skin.
What?
And it looks dope as hell, yeah.
Will he make me a wallet?
He would.
How much is it?
I don't know. You would have to inquire about it.
I'm poor.
But, yeah, that's what he's doing. He said it was $105 in Texas. He was telling me on the phone. He was like, everyone that I work with is like a legit cowboy, and I'm like, bro, you're in Texas making boots.
You're like making cowboy boots. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're gonna be dealing with some cowboys, bud.
In Texas, yeah. I'm dead as hell. I'm dead.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
He's breathing, but he always does have the, like, when he dipped out on me 2 weeks before he moved to Texas the first time, when we were all roommates,
mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yeah, so I think I'm gonna go back to Texas in like 2 weeks. And he wanted to fucking, and this is why I can't say his name, because I feel like some of these things are illegal, so I may as well just share some other things that are illegal. So I won't share his name, but his car was about to get, like, repoed. He had a Cadillac, okay? So he was hitting a down point in life, you know, we've all been there. But anyway, he was about to have it repoed in 2 weeks. He had no license, no insurance, and it had Texas plates, so... And its brakes, like, did not work. It had, like, no brakes. So I was like, okay, I don't know what how you're going to do that. But, like, okay. And he has this big-ass, like, Great Dane-sized, like, dog, too, I took with him. And, yeah, that motherfucker, you know, he got, I think it was, like, 2 pounds of weed. One time, like, during those 2 weeks to, like, sell it and then, like, have money to dip.
That was his Texas money?
Basically was to flip it, yeah. So he buys all this shit, okay?
His hopes and dreams are in 2 pounds of weed.
Yes. Yeah, he needed, like, $400. He was like, dude, I swear to God, like, all I need is, like, $400. And I'll, like, take 75, so I won't even have to break that much. And I was like, dude, I can't stop you. You've always done your thing.
Live your dream.
I didn't expect you to be, like, peace out, roomie. But everyone was, like, pretty down to move out anyway. Because that place was haunted.
Like, fuck. I thought I had wild stories, and, like, I need to get him on the podcast.
Do. You do. That's what I was
like,
thinking.
Oh, my God.
He has some crazy
He's ridiculous.
Stories.
One of the most ridiculous people I've met in my entire life.
Dude, you guys are similar.
He, like, hit me up one day, like, hey, you want to live in a van with me in Texas? Or not Texas. It wasn't Texas yet. It was,
Slap City. Slap City.
Yeah, in Slap City. He wanted to go, like, Arizona or something like that.
He fit in so well in Slap City.
He's like, let's get a van. He's like, you got a van, dude. We can renovate it. I'll pay for the renovations. You got the van.
He needs the life of an outlaw. Like, he would belong in Slap City.
Somebody just needs to give him a fucking huge lump sum of money. And just let him go hog wild with it.
Like, I don't know about that. Like, but maybe now, but a couple years ago.
I just
want
to see what he ends up with.
Dude,
it.
He smoked, like, more than half of that shit that he bought to flip, though. That's my point. He literally smoked more than half of that shit within 2 weeks. Yeah. And he was like, I might as well just smoke the rest of it. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I'm already not getting $400, so might as well.
Ah, oh, fuck yeah. A nice cola. Yeah.
That dude. Yeah. I miss that guy.
And he didn't tell me that, like, I was putting, like, shit away, because we had all just moved in, and I was putting stuff in the cabinets, and... I pull out this drawer and there's just a bunch of, like, mushrooms growing in the drawer. And Mason, he was growing fucking mushrooms, dude. I was like, dude, you could have at least told me you're growing mushrooms in our house so I know that we have a felony inside of our home.
How many people were living in that house?
It was just, me... him and another mutual friend.
Okay, I thought there was like 5 of you guys in there.
No, that was when I lived in New Knoxville. Like, oh. That tiny, 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 yeah. With the cult outside of it. Mm-hmm. That shit was wild. No, I lived in, it was like an 8-bedroom, and it was actually the oldest like historical building left there. Too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it used to be like a restaurant and like a hotel like type thing, an inn or whatever. But yeah, I lived there and some of them were part of a band. I had like, yeah, 4 other roommates and yeah, they threw shows and I remember Reagan and Benjamin came to visit and Reagan cleaned that lady's house. And said lady gave her a gallon size, or a 2-liter size, my bad, like Pepsi bottle of weed oil. So we made 89 cookies for this party slash show we're throwing later on. And as me and, like, some of the other roomies and, you know, all of us were just making these cookies and we're, like, eating the dough as we're doing so. So we're all just ripped all day already. Sick to our stomachs, but... No, we passed out these cookies at a party. I traded, like, 4 for a couple dabs because it was back when dabs were, like, scarce and nobody ever had them. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a fun time. It was short-lived, but it was a fun time.
Yeah, you didn't live there long.
Yeah, it was only, like, half a year. But, I mean, it was a lot. But it was a cool, like, it was a cool setup, I think. Plenty of space.
That was like right before you started you moved up here? There was a little bit of time there between there, I think.
I want to say around the time.
I think you lived somewhere else briefly and then moved here.
I can't remember. I tried to move here like many times.
Yeah, and then it finally happened. After years.
Yeah, I got lucky because, like, none of the apartments I applied for when, like, I moved here called us back. I just got lucky and got Regan's place.
Yeah. It's tough to get an apartment up here right now.
Yeah, and they're kind of like, I mean, if you get a place in a rural area, like, one of my childhood homes in Bellevue is for rent, and it's a 3-bedroom duplex, and it's, like... cute, whatever, you have a basement, whatever, it looks good, and it's only, I think, $650.
That's not bad.
No, that's crazy. That's like a 2-bedroom apartment in Sandusky, maybe, if that. No, that's like 800. Yeah.
Not even, that's a 1-bedroom in, like, the not good neighborhoods.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
Basic 2-bedrooms in Sandusky are like $800 now.
Yeah, it's wild. I remember, like, okay, yeah, it's wild. I wonder why it's like that, but, yeah, I've definitely seen it get pricier, because I wanted to move as soon as I got to Wapak.
Yeah.
Wapak and Etta.
That place is fucking...
cursed.
I remember walking, anytime I would take a walk somewhere, just like, all right, it's 2 blocks down the street to get ice cream. Some redneck in a fucking huge lifted truck, he'd be like, "You poor son of a bitch! Yeah, you would walk, you poor dumb asshole! Roll call! Fucking
rolling call!" Dude, we had tractor day in my junior year.
Oh, we have that. We talked about that in the podcast already, actually. Dude. Yeah. It's an Ohio thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's an Ohio thing, I guess. It's like a farm area thing.
Dude, they're Wapak and Etta's Auglaize County, whatever. Trigger warning. Their suicide rate is, like, gone back up, like, to the point of where it was, like, I think in the 90s.
Oh, I'm sure it has. I mean, that place is so depressing. And then, like, literally the fun thing to do for people there is make fun of other people and, like... That's all there is to do. Like, let's go drive around in our truck and we'll get our cousin and we'll fuck her later and we'll go yell at some kids walking to get ice cream. Tell them, call them poor dumb fucks.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Yeah, fucking, it's Tug Fest for me. That's what it is for me, is the fucking truck poles or whatever the hell. Like, yeah, let's just, like, hook our trucks up end to end and see who can break first. Like,
that's
okay.
That's a huge business for rednecks.
It's crazy.
They love that shit.
Wapak is so terrible. And there's that murder that just happened there. That's scandalous. Yeah, it's gonna be on Dateline.
There was a murder in Wapakoneta? I didn't hear about this. Dude, it's such a small town.
I kind of want to rewind and, like, there's a really fucked up one that I really don't think anyone is, like, really supposed to, like, talk about, because, like, they sweep shit under the rug there. But my mother told me, there's this field called Ryan's Field, okay? We just call it Ryan's Field. We don't really acknowledge what the fuck it is, basically.
Isn't it, like, the kid that died of cancer or something?
No. There was this kid...
Oh, that's a field in Norwalk, never mind.
It was... He wasn't in my mother's grade, but they were in high school during the same time together. And she said he was, like, a really good, like, dude in sportsmanship, academically, like, just a cool guy, supposedly. People didn't have a problem with him type thing. And then he had, like, a friend that was, like, a really good friend, but was, like, also jealous of him. And dude's parents were leaving for Florida, and the besties live backyard to backyard by a fence, and a kid knew that dude's parents were gonna be gone, so he went over there and hung out with them for a while, killed him, and then his older brother came home. And it looked, and it was proven that he had watched, air quote, watched TV with him dead before he left. They found out it was him because he, like, left, like, fabric or blood or something, some kind of DNA on the fence when he climbed over the fence. He killed his best friend over jealousy. So they chant, like, at least my mom and other people's low-key theories are, like, his parents were really rich, so she thinks that they, like, changed his name and, like, moved. And they...
Wait, so the dude never got in trouble?
Huh?
Who? So the kid that killed him?
I can't say that. And because, I mean, like, my mom said, like, she thinks that they, like, changed his whole ass, like, name and everything.
And that's, like, the scary shit that happens in these small redneck towns and shit. Because
you're rich as fuck. Because
they're like, well, he's a good old boy.
Epstein had a fucking house, like, an hour from me. Columbus area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, between Dayton and Columbus, I should say. So, like, yeah, an hour and, like, 10 minutes. But, like, that's crazy to think about. I don't know. Just in the same state.
But the same thing with, like, that whole thing with that one football kid who raped that girl. And they were, like, trying to get him in trouble and stuff. And they were like, oh, well, he's got...
Oh, WAPOC?
No, not WAPOC. It was headline news in the nation. And they were like, oh, well, he's a good kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, we can't let him not compete over this. And it was like, he raped a girl.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter if what he did or what his grades were. Like, he raped a girl.
Football guy? Not I think it was swimmer football. Guy?
I think it was football.
Because there's that fucking swimmer guy.
It might
Brock
be swimming.
Whatever the fuck. He has, like, curly hair, I think. Or at least I think his name was Brock. Oh, my God. I can't believe... I'm just kind of stunned.
Same thing happened at a college in Ohio, too, where...
Dude, it happens at colleges
all the time. It's so big. It's such a major thing.
Nothing ever happens because they just, like... This is the... Okay, I'm not a professional, but from what I've read statistically is offenders offend again more than 50% of the time.
Yeah.
So we're just throwing them back into society, whatever your opinion of whatever the fuck we should do with them. We're just throwing them back into fucking society where they're gonna do the same fucking thing. And college campuses are heavily, 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 heavily guilty for that.
It's one of the...
It's traumatizing.
It's one of the easiest places to, do it, you know?
Yeah. And there are thousands... Like, depending on the size of the school, but, like, way too many, at least triple number, like, reports, and then maybe, like, one, like, digit, something has actually been done about it.
Exactly.
It's really, really bad. So it's like, yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up what rep and money can help you get away with.
But let's get rid of Roe versus Wade.
Dude... Oh
I shouldn't have started
God,
this.
Bro, I fucking...
I shouldn't have started
no, I'm
this.
Not, it's not gonna be that, because I'm not, like, that. But, I mean, I am... I... It's a... At the end of the day, no matter what you fucking think about it, it's a civil rights issue as well, and everyone should have a problem with that. Like, it must be great to be stupid and not self-aware of what the fuck's going on, ever.
Yeah, so we're just not gonna get into the Roe versus Wade topic. We're gonna cut it off there. That is the end of Roe versus Wade for us.
Literally. That's why I can't have conversations in seriousness like that, because people don't laugh like you or I do. They're like, kind of like judge you.
They're like, these motherfuckers. Like, why do we invite them?
Life's too fucking short to take it seriously. You know, like, too seriously.
I feel like there's times that we're hanging out with people, and then they're like, me and you are laughing at something, and our other friends are looking around, but like, why are we friends with them? Do you know why? Do you remember? Because I don't have a single reason, actually.
Dude, I don't know. So, I mean, like, I know why I'm friends with you, but, like, sometimes I'm like, I know I love all my friends and they love me, but, like, what are they doing? Like, there's no way you guys didn't think I was weird and then realize you're weird. And it was just, like, I don't know. I love that we have friends for over a decade around. That's really cool.
Couple of them,
yeah.
They're hanging on.
But even that's a lot.
They're so hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta get some more of them on the podcast. It's time. Assemble!
Can do a lot with technology.
Yes, if I get this new mixer, we could take some phone calls and stuff.
If you had another child, or maybe not, let's not even say you have another one. If you were in a place to where you were having a child, but no sentiment here, I'm gonna fucking die trying to fucking ask whatever the fuck I'm saying. If they were like, hey, do you want us to run that, like, genetics test to tell you if anything's gonna be, like, wrong, or do you want to, like, genetically modify, like, these traits or whatever the fuck, would you do it? Like, would you want to know, and would you do it?
I don't think we got that done.
It's been being researched, I'm pretty sure, for, like, a hot sec.
Well, you can get tested to see if, like, the kid's gonna have any problems or stuff before they're born.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. Would you do it?
We had the option, yeah. I don't think we did it. I think we both, like, decided, like, we're gonna just, like, take him as he is either way.
It's cool.
But, I mean, also, it would help, though, too, to know some of those things, so you're, like, not just ready for it, but, like,
that'd be a crazy, like, thing to encounter.
Yeah.
For sure. That's kind of why I ask, though. Just because I'm like, damn.
It's crazy how far technology has come that they can, just, like, do a test and see, like, what kind of issues that are gonna come up, or, like, what kind of, if there's any problems at all, you know, before you're even born. The thing's not even, a human yet. I mean, it's a human, but
I think I would want to know. Of course, I don't have a child, so I don't really know, but hypothetically, I feel like I would want to know just because I feel like I would keep them anyway, of course. But I also don't know. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you looking at?
The mixer. Turning up the gain.
Oh. Gains only.
You might have to go a little closer to the mic. It's just not picking you up a lot. And I don't want to,
it's only putting me down.
If I turn it up too high, I might get some fuzz, and I've been trying to avoid that.
She's so high
miles above me. Something like that.
I don't know anything about anything.
I don't know the words to any song. That's like one of my downfalls. Is I maybe have listened to the song 5,100 times, but I don't know the words. Unless
it's I'm Still Standing.
Yes, I know that song.
Yeah, you do.
I know that one. I'll kill that one.
Yeah, you do. You have killed that one.
Murder it.
Absolutely.
Would never do it at karaoke, but like home, Anthony. Drunk. Yeah. Give it. Lay it on me.
Ah, fuck.
Okay, what? What's going on?
I don't know. Who really knows? I've never been to the year 3000. So.
What?
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. Not much has changed.
We got any other topics?
You're the master creator. I'm just some stoned hobo.
You're stoned hobo.
I'm a stoned hobo. Wow.
I was supposed
Who
to.
Who says that?
I was gonna be a hobo clown today.
I'm like fried bologna.
You look like a fried bologna.
Wow. The fuck?
Some days you wake up and just feel like a fried bologna.
I mean, I think this might be the first time I feel like a fried bologna. I've never really related to a fried bologna before, like I do right now.
This is the first time that you have been like, you know what? Yeah, I know what a fried bologna feels like now.
Yeah, that's what I've... Or, yeah, yeah, basically. I felt it for it. I'm sorry, I'm unstable.
I turned my fucking volume off. Like, my phone keeps dinging and I keep turning my volume off.
Fucking rude.
I don't have, like, the, like, silent button, I guess, doesn't work.
Fucking rude, dude.
But, anyway. I think we're gonna call it an episode here. I don't know which one this is gonna be.
I'm just zoning out at this point.
I got a couple episodes that are saved, so I don't know which one's getting posted first.
I've got a couple episodes happening right now.
So thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, we have a Patreon up. It is ready. You can go, and we have 3 different membership tiers. We have Facebook, Chicken Sushi Clan.
I have a thing. It's kind of like a Patreon, but it's called Buy Me a Coffee.
Buy Me a Coffee?
Newer one. Yeah.
What, how do you find you on Buy Me a Coffee?
My name. We can just link it, you know?
Jade?
Yeah. All my last name. But people fuck it up all the time, which is fine. I got a dumbass name.
Put it in the description of the episode.
Wow. We're so smart.
Yeah, I'll try to get a link in the episode description. And we've got Patreon, Facebook. Patreon's also Chicken Sushi Clan. Instagram. We're on Instagram, Chicken Sushi Clan. You can find us on medias if you like to support the podcast. There should be a support button on Spotify. I don't know if it's on Apple Podcasts or the other platforms. But Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, you can support us. We're working on getting some new equipment for the podcast, so everything that you guys send will go into the podcast and making this better for you guys and
along with
making
heart
better content.
And soul and classic comedy.
Yeah.
And I want to vouch, if this means anything, that Andy is the shit. And, anyone who gets to talk to him, it's great, you know, and everybody likes him, so shout out to Andy.
So I promise you guys every episode is gonna get better and better. Just stick with it here. I know there's a good little handful of you guys that have made both episodes already, and so thank you. And you got anything else you want to plug in? Yeah, you got anything you're working on? Got new some of your writing for a band or anything?
What am I doing right now?
You have any interviews coming up?
I'm not like going there to meet, but I will probably meet All Under Heaven, which is the last band that I interviewed.
Okay.
One of the homies. He was cool as fuck. Michael. They're all really cool. But yeah, they're playing at the Birdhouse in Lakewood, which is a sick-ass DIY venue.
And what is the date on that?
March 25th.
March 25th?
March 25th. You can find it on their Insta. My Insta, probably. But
March 25th happened already.
That'll be what?
March 25th happened already.
What the fuck? May 25th.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm dead.
I was sitting here thinking, isn't it May? Like it just happened. Like it just turned May, didn't it?
Yeah. It'll, aside from northern weather, it'll be, well, I guess it'll be like the first band from out of state that I'm actually gonna be able to like see and meet, So, yeah, shouts out to all those people on my page because everybody was, like, super pleasant to talk to. Like, genuinely, I've never ran into any of these people as a-holes or bland. I've genuinely had great conversations with all of those people. So, yeah, I love it. Nice. I fucks with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Support artists and listen to good music and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, you'll definitely be back on another episode here.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Huh.
So, if you made it this far listening in, thank you guys. I think we both got our everything plugged in.
Plugged in.
So, we're gonna call it a day. Thank you guys for listening.